The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." And he said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. This very short gospel reading here from Luke can be confusing when you first read it. This remembrance of the mother and the family of Jesus coming and not being able to see him, Luke takes this from Mark. It's very early in Mark's gospel. It's in early in the preaching of Jesus, in chapter 3 in Mark. Mark has a different turn on it, but it's more or less the same story, remembered. Luke has it more into the substance of his gospel. So what does this mean? The brothers, we've discussed the Adelphoi. Actually, Mark has the brothers and sisters, and these are, in the Greek, Adelphoi, which means relatives, kinspersons, or co-religionists were called Adelphoi. So it doesn't mean blood brothers and sisters. So when Jesus says, "These are my brothers and these are my sisters," he does not mean they are not my brothers and sisters. He says, "These are my brothers, these are my family, those who hear the word of God and keep it." Now, when you come to something like this that seems to be challenging, it's good to go back into the church of Luke and wonder, what were they thinking in the church of Luke way back when this gospel was shaped? Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the church of Luke remembers this. Now, John doesn't remember it, nor the church of Matthew, they don't remember this, but there's some reason why in the gospel of Luke, this is a story which is remembered. And it says, "Those who hear the word of God and keep it." So look at Luke's gospel and wonder what that means. What does it mean to belong to Jesus, to be a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ today? Well, read the Gospel of Luke and you'll find what it means to be the family of Jesus. Only in Luke, the Good Samaritan, help those who are aliens, undocumented maybe, whatever it is. You remember the Samaritan who was a non-Jew and therefore not much was expected of him. And he helps the person who is wounded and dying. So he reaches out to the person that everybody else neglects. A devout Jew comes, walks on the other side, doesn't see him. A priestly person comes, doesn't see him, doesn't want to see him. But Samaritan comes and he helps him. Only in Luke. Chapter 15 in Luke, only Luke has the prodigal son. The infinite love of God the Father. And interestingly, I don't know if I said this last week, but interestingly, in Luke's gospel in chapter 15, when the father sees his son coming, he says he is moved. He is moved by his son. The same thing in the Good Samaritan. It said he sees the sick man and he's moved. That's not just being compassionate. Splenzitsamai is the Greek word that's used. And this means your deeper self. I mean, something deep inside of you, the deepest compassion you have, that's moved. Now, they remember this. This church of Luke remembers that. That teaching of Jesus, Therefore, if you read through Luke, and by the way, 23rd chapter of Luke, you've got that man dying on the cross, a criminal, who says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom. This day you will be with me in paradise." Does he ask him to do penance? No. Does he even ask him to seek forgiveness? He said, no, I see your heart. You belong to me, you're my family. This day I will see you in paradise. Now, so when you get the Gospel of Luke and you wonder what this means to belong to the family of Jesus, it challenges you. Today, when you journey through this day, you will have an opportunity to say, what does it mean to be a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ? And you'll remember the Gospel of Luke that says, Jesus looks at you and say, these are my brothers, these are my sisters, those who keep the word of God, who hear it first, now we've heard it, keep the word of God, they are my family. So with a great sense of confidence and a great sense of inner strength that comes from faith, journey into this day, and when you see the moment and you have heard the word of God, now you keep the word of God, say, thank you for asking me to make this sacrifice. Thank you for asking me to do this kindness to somebody. Thank you for asking me to forgive somebody, because I belong to the family of Jesus, and this is what it means to belong to the family of Jesus. So, who is it that you have to forgive today? Who is it that won't show up on your doorstep? You have to go out. The father in chapter 15 goes out to meet his son. The good Samaritan has to go out of his way. So who in your life? What must you? It'll come to you. You will see it, but don't overlook it when you see it. And you will say, I have heard the word of God, and now I will keep the word of God, which means I am brother, I am sister of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.